Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday episode of the program. Phones, of course, are open as always, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss, but right now, calls will be given preference if you have a question for the guest that I'm about to introduce. The first in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Lord Kickass is here.
We're going to be starting out the show, continuing our coverage of what's been going on in Ottawa, Canada, where for the last 2 weeks solid, there have been, I don't know how many hundreds, if not thousands, it's hard to really know. There have been tens of thousands of people over the last 2 weeks, maybe hundreds of thousands that have come through Ottawa and have participated in this, but there are at least many dozens of truck drivers, professional drivers, that have been sitting there, idling their engines, basically, for 2 weeks.
I heard something about honking.
And there's been a bit of honking here and there.
It's really amazing how peaceful this thing's been. I mean,
yes.
When you have that many people moving into a city and you know that they are looking for any excuse to make this look bad, to make this look like it's a violent thing so that they can bring the troops in and like, hey, you guys need to quash this rebellion.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
Our listeners in Michigan might be interested to know that Gretchen Whitmer, who's their tyrant in chief of the state of Michigan, is attempting to do something about the trucks block on a bridge.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about the bridge. There's the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor and Detroit that has been blockaded by some of these truckers, and the police came down on them today. So there's definitely some updates about that. TD Bank is freezing bank accounts up in Canada. They're a Canadian bank,
really.
They're freezing bank accounts of the truckers. The government goons they've instituted what they call state of emergency
in
Ottawa, but now the entire Ontario province.
Oh, really?
So they've been using that as an excuse to crack down on people carrying around gas cans.
Quick question on that.
Yes.
Wasn't there already a state of emergency because of the pandemic?
Well, now it's a double emergency or whatever.
Oh.
So now they can extra violate your constitutional, protections.
Capital E for emergency now.
But I want to bring Reed Coverdale on the line with us here. He's on via Jitsi from his current home in Utah. Reed, you're the host of Naturalist Capitalist, which is a podcast, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, Reed.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you are a professional driver. That is what you do, but you kind of also have a podcast thing that you do as well. I think you're coming up on your 200th episode tonight.
That's correct. Right after I get off this, my 200th episode will be going live.
Nice.
Congratulations on that. Now, how long have you been a professional driver?
I've had my commercial driver's license since 2013.
Okay.
Because I used to work on power lines, so you had to have the license to drive the trucks around.
Mm.
But I didn't go full time driving until 2020, just about 2 years ago. I moved out to Utah and started heavy hauling across the western states, basically from the Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. Just move mining equipment and oversized machinery and occasional weird stuff that's just big and hard to maneuver. So it's been a good job.
And that's what you're still doing to this day?
That is what I'm still doing, yeah. I'm going to be working there until the end of May.
And you are a New Hampshire native, is that right?
I am, yeah. I was born and raised in New Hampton, and then when I was 7, I moved to Sunapee, and then when I graduated high school, kind of moved to southern New Hampshire near Raymond, and that's where I was working on power lines for several years, and I did a couple trips across the country, just not for work, just for fun, and I really liked the geography of the West, and that's why I ultimately moved out here, but as you alluded to, I'll be moving back to the Granite State soon.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into that because the three of us here on the show, we're all migrants here to New Hampshire. Pecos Mountaineer came from Colorado.
Yeah, no place I'd rather be, especially right now.
Captain Kickass came from Washington State, and I came up from Florida. So we definitely are huge fans of freedom-loving people coming here. But let's start with the Freedom Convoy up in Ottawa. I mean, as a Liberty guy yourself, I'm sure, and a professional driver, I'm sure you've been paying close attention to what's been going on up there. Just do you want to give us like your general thoughts? I mean, what have you been thinking about this or saying about it?
Have you been involved? Do you know people?
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I know a couple people who've been up there. I had one of them on my show. I do a special once a month called The Four Horsemen. That's kind of my flagship presentation, and we had a special guest who has been up there, and he kind of gave us the lowdown. I'm in full support of the truckers up there. You know, things have been nuts up there. It's you know, we think we have it bad here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing in comparison. Up there, it's like living in Manhattan across the entire country. You need a vaccine passport to go to a restaurant, take a domestic flight, get on a bus, get a job, basically. And then on top of that, they, on January 15th, passed a law that to cross the United States border, you have to be vaccinated as a truck driver. And that affects a ton of Canadian truck drivers. Like 75% of their exports come to the United States. Over 50% of their imports come from the United States. They all, like 90% of Canadians live within 100 miles of the United States border. So there are a lot of Canadian truck drivers who do nothing but drive across the border into the United States, pick up a load, turn around, and come home.
Now, just to clarify, when you say they passed a law, you're referring to the Canadian government gang or the U.S.? Because I had heard the U.S.
Both,
is also,
actually.
Yeah, there are, U.S. is requiring anyone coming from Canada or Mexico to show a vaccine passport, basically, to get in as an international trucker.
Yeah, so it was passed by both governments simultaneously, but it does affect the Canadians a lot more than us because we have a lot more interstate travel. We have a much bigger country. So at least the percentage of our drivers, it affects much less than the Canadians because so many of them are dependent.
Do you know if those laws went into effect at the same time? You said simultaneously.
That's I know. Yeah.
But I mean, like, was it the same day, the same week, or, you know, okay.
I mean, the same month. I know it was January for both.
It sure sounds like an international conspiracy in that respect.
Well, I mean,
I use the word conspiracy loosely.
It's kind of a tit-for-tat thing. Once you make Canadians have to get vaccinated to come here, why not make United States drivers have to be vaccinated to go there? You know, it's just kind of, I don't know. They just did it. I don't know if it was the same day. But
I'm just curious if they worked in conjunction to pass it, you know, at the similar time.
Well, you see Biden right now suggesting to Trudeau that he doesn't back down, gets stricter and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there was some sort of collaboration going on there. But yeah, I mean, I think they're being completely misrepresented. Like you guys were saying, what it sounded like from yesterday's cast or whatever that was, that it's been incredibly peaceful and against all odds. I mean, I'm sure any sort of false flag attack or violence that could be perpetuated would be completely, exploited by the mainstream media if that were to happen.
Sure.
And there's been nothing. They have been, you know, cleaning up all their own trash. They've been feeding not just the truckers, but anyone who's at the protest. They're shoveling all the sidewalks. They're keeping one lane of traffic open throughout the entire city, so that people, like emergency vehicles and such can get in and out if there's a fire or something. It's been very well orchestrated for a grassroots movement, and I'm just overly impressed and proud to be a truck driver with how they've done this, because they could have gone all BLM and, you know, started burning buildings and rioting, and they didn't. They've been very peaceful.
It's been very impressive. I don't know if you've seen this video going around with Trudeau speaking about how horrible this thing is, and over his speaking, you have the actual footage of what's really going on.
Like
they're taking away the food from the homeless, and it's like this giant thing of free food.
Yeah,
just one thing after another.
There's like bouncy houses, dance parties. I mean, speeches.
Typical terrorist stuff.
Right.
But I mean, the only ones who are acting in any horrible way are the cops, you know?
Of course. And they have now been targeting the Ambassador Bridge, which is like the number one bridge as far as moving products across from the U.S. to Canada. That's been clogged up, and the cops swooped in today in large numbers. Definitely want to get an update on that. Reed, you're going to be with us here for most of the hour. Stand by. We're going to come back more with Reed Coverdale, the host of Naturalist Capitalist Podcast.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Phone's open here. If you got a question for Reed Coverdale, he's with us. He is a professional driver in the United States. And I do want to find out what, if any, plan is afoot to do a freedom convoy here. There's been some buzz about that on social media, but is it real or is it just something that people are saying?
Is it live or is it memory?
We'll find that out coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian here tonight.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Captain Kickass
and,
is also here.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media platform that we run. It's not some sort of big media, big tech thing where you can easily be banned. You can pretty much free, you know, be free to say whatever you want over at social.freetalklive.com. So check that out when you get a chance. It's social.freetalklive.com. Reed Coverdale is with us. He's the host of Naturalist Capitalist.
I do have a question for Reed Coverdale.
Yeah, well, good. He's here. So.
Hey, Reed, this is unrelated to anything we've talked about, but I got to know, are you related to the guy from, was it Whitesnake, David Coverdale?
I'm not. I am related to Miles Coverdale, who was one of the first, I think he might have been the first guy to translate the Bible into English, but yeah. Not to David Coverdale.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm curious, before we get back into the protests, the Freedom Convoy, tell me about Naturalist Capitalist. What does it mean?
Oh, boy. So I basically think that, yeah, so it's not to be confused with naturist capitalism.
We were wondering about that.
Kennedy, when I was on the show last week, she did confuse it there. But I basically think all of our problems are because we have, you know, artificially elevated people to positions they don't belong in, and not just in our government, but also in our society. We have pseudo-intellectuals who basically run our lives now. And specifically in the workplace, we have created a system that, with what should be the lowest common denominator, has now become the status quo. So we need these really dumb regulations that would protect the, you know, the most unwitting idiot ever. We need to apply those to everybody so that no mistakes can happen. And this is also the same approach that's happened with COVID. You know, if we can save one life, you know, we're just going to create this stupid, you know, this stupid regime that basically tries to protect everyone from germs and make sure no one gets sick. It seems to be the problem pretty much across the board. So I'm a bit Darwinian, actually. I think we need to bring back a little bit of natural selection, definitely to our government, but also to our society. Like, people who don't have anything interesting to say, we shouldn't be putting them on pedestals and acting as if they're some great philosopher. We need to get back to a point where, you know, the hierarchy of good ideas is the way that we actually, you know, go through discourse and figure out the best way to go forward, instead of handing out participation trophies to everybody and acting like everyone is, you know, equally good at what they do. And it's just not true. So capitalism, in my mind, is one of the most obvious examples of forces of nature working in society. You know, real capitalism, where we let big businesses fail, where we let, you know, products that are not as good as others go the way of the dodo bird, and we just let the best idea, the best product, the best people win out. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we leave people in the dust and don't take care of them, but this idea that trying to make everybody the same is going to be the best, instead of letting the good people really flourish and show us the direction we should be going in the future, you know, that will help everybody. Elevating the individual and trying to, you know, trying to just naturally find the best solutions in life is just going to give us a better society than trying to make everybody this boring medium. Which
I like this
guy. Yeah, it's a really eloquent response.
So I've had to practice it. I've had to answer that question
a lot.
Times,
yeah.
So. I have a quick question for you. How many days since you last got deplatformed?
Ooh.
It's been a while.
Ah, congratulations.
Which is incredible, but I think it was. It was like October or November.
They knocked you off of Twitter at one point not too long ago, right? A couple
yeah,
months?
It was, they kicked me off of Twitter permanently, and I somehow have evaded that ban just being one character different. And I had almost 20,000 followers, and I've got 11 and a half now, and it's just Reed_Coverdale instead of Reed Coverdale. So I'm not really sure how I've managed that for as long as I have.
Your show
they also removed one of my videos, and it was like 2 days after they kicked me off Twitter. So I thought I was done. I thought, oh, here it goes. They're just going to crunch me on everything. But
when you say they removed one of your videos, you mean YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was going to be my next question. Yeah, you had trouble with them.
Backing up on Library / Odyssey?
He's on Odyssey.
I am. Yep.
Naturalist Capitalist.
Yeah, I've kind of diversified all over the place. I'm on Float, Gab, Getter for some reason, even though that's a joke. But I've just gone everywhere just in case they remove me from somewhere, because the first time I got banned, I realized, oh wow, I put all my eggs in one basket,
yeah,
or, you know, two baskets, Twitter and YouTube. And I was like, wow, my Twitter's gone. If they take my YouTube, I'll be erased. So I've been really trying to push myself all over the place.
Good move. We'll send out a link to your Odyssey channel as well to our various different social media so folks can follow you over there. Of course, we're on Odyssey. We're streaming there. And we do the same thing. We're on like 8 different streaming platforms, and we really don't care what happens to any of them. But we expect we're going to continue on Odyssey because that's actually run by freedom-loving people. And, of course, it's backed by the Library Protocol, which is completely uncensorable. So there is that, too. But let's get back to the protests, the Freedom Convoy. We've covered the Canadian situation in detail over the last 2 weeks. I don't want to rehash all the things we've talked about. I do want to find out, you told me that you were going to check into the USA Freedom Convoy, the potential for this. There have been some images, there have been some, you know, maps that have been thrown up on social media saying it's going to start on the 12th, which is today as we're doing this show. It's going to start in California. It might be around the Super Bowl or something like that, and then they're going to go 6 days across the country to end in either D.C. or New York City, and I'm not sure which.
Right.
There's a bunch of different reports. Obviously, you've got your ear to the ground. You're in the business. You probably, you know, hang out in trucker forums and chat rooms and things like that. So what are you hearing about a U.S. Freedom Convoy?
So I hate to tell you this, but absolutely nothing aside from social media. So the idea that everyone's chattering about this on the CB or all the truck stops are full of nothing but, you know, people wondering about what's going to happen and talking about it. Hate to break it to you guys, but that's not true.
My boss,
who runs the company, he hasn't even really heard anything. So I did finally join a Telegram group that's kind of state by state. And from what I see there, it's still very much in the planning stage. It's like, what are we going to do? How is this going to be executed? So I'm just trying to give my advice as to how it should be done here, because I think it should be done differently than it's being done in Canada, just because things are different down here. So
what would you advise?
Well, I know this might catch some flack, but I actually don't think blockading is good. Like, I fully support what's going on in Ottawa.
And by that, do you mean they should continue rolling? Because like you said, in Ottawa, they do have at least one lane open, so emergency vehicles or whoever can get through. So it's not a total blockade, but are you saying that they shouldn't even be stopped?
No. Like, what's going on in Ottawa, I think, is 100% fine.
Okay.
I think, you know, like when Black Lives Matter was blocking roads, I don't know. Like,
That's bad.
I didn't agree with it, and so I can't just agree with this because I agree with the message behind what they're saying. But the United States is also very different. We have 48 different states down here that are all reacting to COVID very differently, where, like I said earlier, Canada has had this uniform approach. So
Reed, hold that thought. We're going to continue more with Reed Coverdale, host of Naturalist Capitalist, and your thoughts are welcome as well here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Open here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency and you want to learn the basics, you can just click Get Started right there at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And they make it super easy for you to do that. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. So you can, of course, bring up anything you want. That's going to be happening in just a moment. But first, we do have Reed Coverdale with us here. He's the host of Naturalist Capitalist. That is available on Odyssey. It's on YouTube, but who really wants to watch anything over on YouTube? So definitely follow him on Odyssey. I just sent out the link to that on our various social media in case you don't have it handy. Reed, thanks for joining us here for an extended interview tonight. I know you've got to go pretty soon to get on your show, which you're going to do your 200th episode tonight. So once again, kudos to you for hitting that mile marker.
I think
we're at like 6,000 something, but I stopped counting a long time ago. But good to have you here. You've been telling us about the Freedom Convoy kind of from your perspective as a professional driver here in the United States and as a liberty-minded guy. And you were looking into whether or not this was going to happen in the U.S. There's been some buzz on social media, but you just told us you haven't heard much of anything actually directly from other drivers about this happening here.
Yeah, literally nothing. I would not know it was going to happen unless I had social media. So, and like I said, my boss doesn't either, and he's, you know, got to be very involved in all this stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling something will happen, but I don't really know how Canada's took off either. I talked to a couple different people who were up there, and they said it was very grassroots, and it just sort of spontaneously happened. So maybe I really have no idea what to expect.
Maybe that'll happen here. I mean, the talk has been that it may start as soon as this weekend around the Super Bowl and then head east to D.C. Now, you were just giving us some recommendations that if it were to happen or when it does happen here in the U.S., what they should do or how they should do it differently, and you were kind of going off on that, running us down on that. Do you want to keep that going?
Sure. So the United States has been very different in its approach than Canada has. Canada was pretty unilateral and, you know, across the board, it was like living in Manhattan here, but across all of Canada, you can't do anything if you're not vaccinated. I have not gotten a single vaccine. I haven't worn a mask in over a year unless I'm on an airplane, and I've been completely fine. I've only been asked to leave one store the entire time. So it's just a different deal down here. And when it comes to protesting, I care about results, not justification. Like January 6th, I don't think there was anything unjustified about that, but what was the result of it? You just got a big push for more surveillance and more demonization of gun owners and right wingers. So I think that was a flop. So I just want whatever this ends up being, I want it to be successful. And we don't have the same mandates here that they do in Canada. I mean, you don't need to be vaccinated to have a job. The Supreme Court threw that recent decision out.
Unless you're a health worker.
Yeah, true. If you are a healthcare worker, it is different. So there's that. But we need to be very specific with what our goals are here. So if you live in Idaho or Florida or New Hampshire or, you know, I don't know, Texas or Indiana, I mean, all sorts of different states. If you're not in one of these horrible liberal cities, COVID has pretty much passed. Like, it's pretty much over unless you're a healthcare worker. So we need to be very targeted with how we do the protest here. So I think, you know, doing a convoy to Washington, D.C. and hanging out in the Capitol and just being annoying, blowing horns peacefully like they are in Ottawa, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's fine. What I just don't want to see is massive blockades of interstates, you know, destroying the supply line more than it already has been here. Because, you know, I don't think just making people suffer is going to accomplish anything. The Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, when they went after the police station in Minneapolis, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, you know, you kind of got what you had coming. When they went into restaurants and started screaming at white people that they weren't anti-racist enough, it was like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't going to accomplish anything. You're just going to make people hate you. So I just want to see a very targeted, intelligent approach that'll actually get us results. And I think we might even have to have slightly different goals than what Canada does. Because like I said, we have fewer restrictions here that are federally mandated. So maybe we should be also pushing for something else. You know, if we're actually going to go to the Capitol and make a stink, like maybe, hey, get rid of these ELDs, that's electronic log devices, you know, that they've had us under for a while now. Or, you know, maybe we need to change the clearinghouse drug testing regulations that have taken tens of thousands of truckers off the road. You know, maybe we just
you're touching on it here, but there's so many different ways the government has screwed professional drivers in the United States. And, you know, you guys don't really have a platform to talk. You guys are working all the time. So, I mean, you're just touching on these things, the electronic logs. I've known that you guys have had to do logs. What's the difference between the old system and this new electronic one?
It takes the human element out of it. So the laws actually haven't changed since like the 60s, I think, as far as hours of service go. But when you have a paper log, if you're just going to be 15 minutes late, that's fine. Like, you just kind of fudge it and get it as close as you can. Now it's electronic. So if you're 1 second over, if you get pulled over and they see that on your log, they can write you a citation.
So now you're micromanaged, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So say there's two truck stops that you're coming up on. One is about 10 miles away and the other one's like 70 miles away. And you have 55 minutes left on your clock for driving. What do you have to do? You either have to speed and like really recklessly try to get to that next truck stop before your clock runs out, or you have to be like, well, you know what? I'm just going to have to waste 45 minutes of driving that I'm not going to be able to use.
And sitting at the truck
stop. So, I mean, back in the day, you could just go to the second one, and if you're 10 minutes late, who cares? Because you're on paper logs.
And this is a federal mandate, this thing?
Yeah, so the way it works is, I think it's if you have a post-2009 truck. So if you, I forget what year it is, some year when they have engines put in, you have to have an ELD hookup. And if you have a truck that's older than that, you still don't need it. You can use paper logs. But like in California, they're trying to outlaw those trucks. Like you already need a special permit to drive one of those trucks into California.
Heard that.
So, you know,
that may be a reason why the California cannot load enough cargo onto drivers. There's just not enough truckers to pick up these cargo containers.
So, yeah, I mean, you got that, and then there's the also the owner-operator law that they're trying to pass in California, which, so I can still go into California because I'm just an employee of a company. I'm just a company driver. And then if you're an independent operator, which means you own your truck and your business, you can also go in. But if you're one of the in-between guys, which is most independent people, they're owner-operators, so they own their truck, but they work for another business. They just haul trailers for Prime or Schneider or whatever. They're trying to make it so you can't go into California anymore. So, and then on top of that, all the diesel regulations they're going after and everything, they're, it's insane with all the supply chain issues we're already having that they're trying to crack down on that.
So I wanted to ask you about the about this potential American convoy thing. So, I mean, it seems to me that, like, the American government, if there is an occupation of D.C., that they will not, that they will be a lot more violent in their response to it. I mean, is that something that concerns you? I mean, especially if we don't get sufficient numbers for safety for that?
Yeah, I mean, I have second thoughts about doing this thing at all, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure it's 100% necessary. I feel like the United States, and actually everywhere, I think all this stuff is going to be rolled back this year because I think it's kind of run its useful course. They used it to get as far as they could with contact tracing and, medical history and like everything they could to track everything about us. But they're realizing that people are getting sick of it. So I actually think they're kind of done with this.
Yeah, strategy. Even a lot of people on the left are sick of it. There's been some like Bill Maher clips where he's been talking with some lefties and they're tired of it. Reed, thanks for coming on tonight. I would love to have continued to talk to you about your move back to New Hampshire, but you're going to be coming back here. So we'll probably talk to you again at some point. Appreciate you being on. And again, that's Reed Coverdale, the host of Naturalist Capitalist, and thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep, and enjoy the ride out there. We'll continue here with Moments. This is Free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open here. Live Saturday show number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and there's still some trucker, you know, convoy stuff, Freedom Convoy news that I do want to discuss, like what's happened with the Ambassador Bridge situation, where that had been blockaded for, I think, 5 days. The police came in.
I want to just disagree with the last statement the caller made.
You mean our guest, Reed Coverdale?
Yeah.
What was his statement?
Well, he said that he thinks it's all going to roll back now, and that it's basically over, and that kind of thing, as far as like the
well, there is some evidence COVID that stuff. Even in some surprising places like New York, they are rolling some stuff back.
Sure, and this is historically what governments do. They, they, you know, you give an inch, they take a mile, and then they roll it back to only the half mile mark.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I agree with him in a sense. Like, I think that they're pulling back on this, but I think they're going to switch to some other tactic, probably environmentalism, but possibly something else.
I saw something cross my feed. I didn't get into it, where they're somehow thinking about, instead of a COVID vaccine, making some sort of broadband vaccine that everybody's going to have to take.
A broadband
vaccine. Yeah, like just, you know, a general vaccine that everybody has to take.
It'll make you healthier.
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
Snake oil.
Let's go to your phone calls. We got Renee. She's calling us listening in Michigan to WCHT in Gladstone. Go ahead, Renee.
Hi. I'm calling because I was just on my way home and I heard the woman call that was claiming that she couldn't work because she was bipolar, and I found it very annoying because I was exposed and lived with a bipolar person for a long time. Mm. They can be very intelligent. They're
just for our listeners who are confused, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're referring to something that actually happened. I think it was last night, but you're probably hearing like an hour of last night's show. It's no big deal. I just wanted to let our listeners know, like, who's she talking about? She's talking about Sarah, who is our she's a regular caller. I'm sure we'll be hearing from her later tonight.
That.
But go ahead with what you were going to say about it.
Yeah, no, it just made me very unhappy because you can't use the whole bipolar thing to say I can't work. There's bipolar 1, 2, and then NS, non-specific. And if you're on the right medication, bipolarism is, they can be very intelligent, very high intellectual capacity, and you can work if you want to.
Sure.
I just... Well, that for an excuse not to go to work.
Sarah's lazy and she doesn't want to work. She's a communist.
Excuse. And it's also really easy for some people if they have the right paperwork from either their doctors or the government or both that says, you suffer from this disorder and we don't recommend full-time employment. Like,
I can't work. She's getting paid to not work. So. She's on.
That doesn't make it okay.
No, it doesn't.
Agreed. Yeah,
I'm totally with you, Renee.
Very lame.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Everyone's bipolar. Some of us learn how to manage our emotions.
There you go. Let's go to Dennis. He's calling us from New Hampshire. This happens to be the Dennis who is the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up in the summertime. It'll be like basically the first week of the summer, technically, if you go in, you know, late in June. Dennis, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dennis. Welcome. I know you called for a reason, but the captain says he's already got a question for you, so do you mind fielding his question right out the gate?
Well, all right. Well, that's exciting. Hello, Captain.
Hey, I was looking at, for some folks, some friends of mine who are trying to attend the festival, if you go to the campground, of course, everything shows is sold out. So if somebody wants to go, they've never been, and, you know, they want to stay at the campground or get a hotel room, they have to go to what websites and get a ticket, and then how do they get their lodging?
Right. Well, you go to porkfest.com, get your ticket. The last of the campsites are gone.
Whoa.
This is actually the reason I talked to Ian a few weeks ago. I said, you know, look, you know, I got to tell the folks that this is moving a lot faster than it's ever moved before. You know, last year was our first time ever sold out, which, you know, really blew us away.
Yeah, that's huge.
And this year, I mean, we're accelerated, you know, probably 3 weeks ahead, 3 months ahead.
Damn.
So, you know, I was saying, you know, I mean, we really want out-of-staters. That's whom we want. We want out-of-staters who are thinking about moving here. And, you know, the more we can get you guys out here and meet us in person and talk to us and find out what it is that we're doing and how we're creating all this cool stuff, you know, the better it's going to be, because we're going to get more of you guys moving here, and we're going to get a better free state, and then that will just increase the amount of people who keep moving here. So that's what we really want. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a fantastic festival. It's an immersion into freedom, as though we were actually living in freedom. It's a great week of experience. And, you know, it's not just a party. It's really kind of this thing of, you know, this is what we're trying to create. Please come here to New Hampshire and help us create it. I mean, I'm so glad that Reed is moving here. Yeah. He moved away, but we call those removers when they come back.
By the way, just to let our listeners know, maybe we got people tuning in for the first time tonight, we're inviting liberty-minded people, people that are voluntarists, people that are liberty-loving anarchists, people that are libertarians. Those are the people who belong at this event. This isn't just, hey, anybody come on it. No, this is, we want freedom activists. We want liberty activists to migrate here. That's what the Free State Project is all about. The Free State Project is the organization that puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I just want to kind of set the, you know, the table here, the stage for what we're discussing.
More importantly, to me anyway, the people that I want moving are the people who are willing, right? There's a whole bunch of people that claim to be of a liberty mind, or they're well, when New Hampshire secedes, then I'll move. Those are the people I don't want. Yeah. I want people who are like, no, I want to move there and help this thing, help them secede, and help them become a part of history. Those are the people that I want.
We need the doers.
That's right. And that was was actually the big difference. I mean, last year when I took over Park Fest, I really redesigned it, and it's got a lot of differences from past Park Fest. And but the thing I think that really made us so successful last year that just made this thing blow up is I did segmentation and I really targeted the high need Liberty people. And, that really snowballed. And that snowballed, I started that snowball in January. And by March, April, we had, those people were bringing in their friends and their friends and their friends. Yep. So we targeted, people who were serious about secession. We targeted anarcho-capitalists. We targeted, Mises Caucus. We targeted the Freedom Cell people. So what we were looking for were the most rabid freedom lovers. The people we didn't target, and this is actually was a difference, we didn't target, and I've had a subscription since 1982, so I don't want to say anything bad here, but, the reason Cato, D.C. Beltway kind of libertarian, who says, this is great stuff, and really, we need to bring the tax rates down to 26%, because, that argument of 26 versus 28 versus 35, those people aren't going to move.
Yeah,
people are
our
not
argument
the
needs to be,
people
should
who
be
are
zero
so,
or negative.
Yeah, I don't want to be 26% a slave. Thanks.
Right. Well, and plus it's so much more a slave, right, with all the regulation and the inflation. But people who – we want the people who say that is absolutely outrageous that they would even think about doing that to us. And I want to create a society in which the humans treat one another with such high regard that they would never, ever, ever even think about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to create here in the free state. Those are the people we want. And so last year, it was we had so many out-of-staters, and we had the
Hold on, before you go on, can you get a feeling as the organizer for what percentage of the event last year, which as you said was a sellout for the very first time ever in, 19 years, can you get a feel for what percentage of the group that was there was out-of-staters versus people who had already made the move and live here now?
Yeah, it was over 45%.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And I would actually like it to be even higher this year. I mean, what I did this year was I didn't even advertise inside of the Free State that much.
Mm.
I mean, of course, everybody in the Free State knows about the Pork Fest. They talk about the Pork Fest.
Yeah.
A lot of the people last year bought the tickets almost immediately, at the end of Pork Fest for the next Pork Fest. So, we started off really well. We hit some we were at the second highest attendance ever in our 19 years before Christmas.
Wow. And usually ticket sales don't get rolling until after Liberty Forum, right?
That's right. Liberty Forum's usually the kickoff for ticket sales.
Dennis, can you hang on? We'll talk further about what's going on with Pork Fest here in
sure.
a few moments. All right, more with Dennis Pratt. He is the organizer, one of them. There's always a big team involved in this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll talk about it coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.